It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast. Tom and Loggy. Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
This is going to be an article from the Daily Mail, but I'm not going to play the Daily Mail intro because I think I need to concentrate.
I think you do too. You have not seen this article yet.
No.
It is a spring article, one that I'm springing on you.
Okay,
not seasonal.
Surprise article.
So I did this a little while ago. I haven't done one of these for a while. And I thought, perfect, because it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And the Daily Mail have written up an article about Valentine's Day. So I'm just going to send it to you there, and
you just
read on, my friend.
Okay, here we go. Let me try and make this appropriate for radio. Ready for a Valentine's Day workout? This is the headline, by the way.
Yeah.
Sexercise calculator shows lovemaking positions that burn the most calories, from the energetic butter churner to a more sedate spooning. Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Here we go. Read it on together. A new sexercise calculator shows which positions are likely to burn the most calories during a steamy Valentine's Day romp. The calculator works out the best between the sheets workouts by taking the number of minutes spent in common sexual positions and multiplying them by the number of calories each position burns.
Right.
Curious lovers can calculate their potential energy burn in 12 different positions, including the ambitious-looking butter churner. The squat and the kneeling wheelbarrow.
What do they all mean, though, Tom?
Mind boggles. According to UK company From Mars, which created the calculator, there's a huge variation in the possible energy burn depending on what position you opt for in the bedroom or anywhere else.
Wow. But what is the highest burn? That's what I'm wondering, Tom.
Okay, funny you should ask that. Clocking in with the highest burn is the butter churner.
What is the butter churner? This is what I'm confused about.
up to 211 categories in 30 minutes.
Calories, yeah, in 30 minutes, yeah.
30 minutes?
Who's got the time? Let's be real.
I mean,
who's got the time?
What happens when you go past butter?
That's not in the article, Tom.
It takes its name from the old-fashioned device with a whipping-type tool which sits above the butter and dips in to soften it. So,
can I just still don't understand?
So, but is it...
What are those?
One of these.
I thought it was like a churner, like we're milling flour. It's not.
No.
I thought it was like a churn. Oh, churning's like an...
Is it like this,
like
though? Because if it's like
this, a whisk,
then you can do it on your own. Because this is a lot of calories.
I'm so glad that I'm recording the visual of this.
I'm only getting like a workout on one side of
my body. That's not really a churn, though, is it?
It's more of a whip. work it out yourself.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Valentine's Day, Super Bowl Monday, it's all happening.
Happy Valentine's Day, Lingy. You just got a shock on your face. So
realised it's Valentine's Day.
Do you celebrate it at the Ling household?
Not today.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy. On K-Rock.
I had a segment I was going to do.
You've got time.
I don't think I've got time. Actually, I don't want to play this opener.
Memes. I want to talk about some memes.
Oh, just hitting all those high notes.
That's
just
another
nailing it.
Another one of your greats, mate.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. So last night, at the moment, I'm settling Indy and Carly is settling Goldie. That's just the way it's fallen, right? So I put Indy down and she didn't have a nap yesterday. And so it only took like 15 minutes for once. She's been going for an hour or more of late, but I got her down in like 15 minutes. Came downstairs. Carly had managed to get Goldie down really quickly as well. So we're sitting there watching TV and we're like, oh my God, this is so weird. We're spending time together and watching Married at First Sight. Speaking of which, chatting to Brent after the news next. Anyway, Goldie woke up and then I was like, sucks to be you, babe. And she had to go up and resettle Goldie. India's still sleeping. But I'm then scrolling on my phone.
Yeah.
And I found this meme.
Relatable meme?
I don't know if it's relatable.
Okay.
But I laughed and I laughed and I laughed and I laughed like some sort of crazy person sitting on the couch on his own. And I laughed and I started like getting tears coming out.
Is this the one you shared?
Yes.
Okay.
And then
I didn't read it. I just scrolled on.
And I, classic. So I shared it to my Insta story and I was like, oh God, I wish Carly was on the couch with me laughing about this. So then she came back down and sat on the couch and I was like, did you go on Insta while you're up there? She's like, yeah. And I go, did you see? And she goes, yeah, I had a look. It was pretty funny. And then I read it to her and then I laughed and I laughed and I laughed.
Can you read it to us?
Yeah. So I goes.
But gee, I hope this is funny.
I know, well, you've talked it up.
I thought it was really funny. I don't care if anybody else thinks it's funny, but it goes, Yankee Doodle, and then like with the little stars, sticks feather in his cap.
You know that song, Yankee Doodle?
Yep.
Yeah, yep.
This is called macaroni. And then Yankee Doodle's friend, okay, cool. Listen, man, everybody's worried about you. This macaroni. Okay, no, everyone's really worried about you. Oh, very funny. If you want to see it, check it out on my story.
It's good.
Yeah. No, I liked it, Tom.
I didn't expect you guys to laugh. I'm just telling you.
No, I enjoyed it.
Good.
It's your daily on-demand fix of K-Rock's Tom and Loggie. Tom and
Loggie. You're wearing your jersey.
My Patriots jersey,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, and it gets quite hot under that.
Yeah, I'm about to request that we turn the aircon on in this studio because this is so hot. There's not a lot of breathing going on here.
Really? That's so weird for that's like an official. That, you didn't get that one from Beckley Park Market, did you?
No, I had to order this one from OS.
Yeah, right.
You see, Tom doesn't know anything
local,
about that.
Shop local.
He just gets on Marketplace and lowballs people.
Oh, come on now. Don't tell people how to do it.
Tom and Loggie's podcast, K-Rock 955.
I want to talk about being shocked right now.
Okay.
Well, everyone shocked was shocked to my core. That, though.
Yeah, very shocked. Mm-hmm. I was in a similar situation. Ooh. I was watching something unfold in front of me and I was thinking, wow, this is impressive but scary. Ooh. Now, this happened on the weekend and you know that new game that we've got on a Wednesday, I Feel Seen?
Yes.
Where you have to act out stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. It's becoming world renowned in a hurry.
Yep. It really is. Yep. And I saw something on the weekend that I was just mesmerised by. The acting prowess of one Tom Lewis.
What?
Yes.
So, Lingy, this is what happened. We went to our former boss's house.
Haven't you stitched me up enough?
We went to our former boss's house.
Broom, broom. You've stitched me up a lot. You're going to sit and listen to every word of this.
We're sharing the load. So we went to our former boss's house on the weekend. He invited us over for a house party. And Tom messaged me. He's like, hey, you almost here? And I'm like, yeah, chill out. Hang on a sec. Anyway, so I parked and then he was walking down the street. So we both met out the front. We hadn't planned it, but that's what happened. Mm. And then I went to Baker's Delight because I'm going to someone's house. I think it's nice to bring something.
Yes.
Okay. And I bought an apple walnut log.
And I brought some beers for us to drink.
Yes. But the thing is, he goes, oh, of course you brought something, didn't you? And I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, you know. And he's like, so can we like, you know. And I'm like, yes, it's fine. I said,
you wanted to share the bringing of.
So hang on. So I said, I already knew you were going to say this as soon as I saw you walking up. Yes, you can tag along with my loaf. You can jump on my loaf.
It was a pull-apart with like walnuts on top of one of those sweet ones. With
icing. One of those sweet ones, right? So anyway, we open the door. G'day, how's it going? We go in the kitchen. And then I present it to our former boss's wife. And I'm like, hey, you know, here's this. And then Tom went on a big acting spree.
No, I didn't.
And he was like, you know what? We both met each other at Baker's Delight and we thought, what is the point of having two locks? We might as well just buy the one. So we both went halves in this and we thought, this is really nice because it's like dessert. And he just kept going and going. I was just watching like, wow.
Were you almost scared that he could lie so quickly and so well?
Yes. And then they cut it up and put it out and he's like, yeah, enjoy that. Like I didn't say one word. And I was like, Wow, I really, like, bow to the master.
What you need to know about Loggie is things happen, right? And you'll be there with her. And then a week later, a month later, a year later, she will retell the story of what happened.
It's 2 days later.
And it's completely different from what actually happened.
That's not, okay, explain what was different.
We walked up and I went, oh, you bugger, you bought something. All right, well, can I jump in on that? And I said, I'll say to them, oh, we ran into each other at Baker's Delight and we thought, you don't need two pull apart, so we'll just get
and
one.
I laughed because I thought, that's a joke.
You gave me a laugh. I was like, oh, I might use that. That's funny. So I went in and I told the same joke and I got a laugh again. Yeah. Probably not as good, but you laughed the second time.
I did because I was like, oh, this is scary.
No, because you're conditioned to do so on the show.
Yes.
Because I'll tell you something off air and then you'll be like, I'll just laugh again when you tell me on air.
This is not a dig at you. I was impressed.
No, but I didn't go on. That was it. I just went off and...
I think I've finally worked out what my role can be in this team. I can adjudicate one of these stories or any story is actually the truth.
Okay, what do you reckon about this story?
Well, you told it so convincingly and Tommy reacted so... violently with his body language and everything.
That can't be true.
Wacky waving inflatable arm guy.
I'm feeling more like Loggie's version of events might have some truth to it.
Thank you. No. Wrap it up. Tom's an actor. That's it.
You suck.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggie. Tom and Loggie. On K-Rock.
Okay, I've got a situation. So I've got a mate. There's a guy that I used to work with maybe 10 years ago. And we lived together while we were working together for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in a different town, different radio station. Kind of parted ways, have stayed in touch the whole time, caught up with him quite a few times, but I wouldn't say we see each other regularly.
Okay.
This is the same guy that we sent out our wedding invitations more than a year, or I saved the dates, maybe it was, more than a year before our wedding. And I said to Carly, is that a good idea? Because that says October 28.
Yeah.
But it's only September now, or would you want a microphone there, Lingy?
Dangerous.
It might have even been before, that was like August. People are going to think that it's October this year.
Yeah.
She's like, no, it's fine. Anyway, so the day before the 28th of October on the year that it wasn't my wedding, this guy messaged me. He's like, hey, mate, all ready to go. Got your present, everything. And I'm like, again, because he was driving down from Mildura. I was like, so the thing about that is have a look, mate. It's next year. And he's like, oh, crap. All right, well, I've got your present ready.
Do you end up coming down? Anyway?
For the wedding he did.
No.
So a year later he came down for the wedding and bless him, he came down on his own. There were other people that we all worked with at the same time. So he had people that he knew at my wedding. So
didn't get a plus one.
He didn't bring a plus one. He didn't have a plus one at the time.
Yeah.
He's got a plus one now and they're about to get married.
Okay.
Right? And I think it's the second wedding for both of them. I know for him it is. And so I'm super happy that they found each other and they're living in Berry now, right?
Okay.
So they're up in Berry. So we got an invitation to their wedding last week. Mm. What's the date today? It's the 14th of Feb. So the wedding is mid-March.
And you got an invitation...
Are you sure it's mid-March this year?
Yes. Yes. Touché.
Maybe he's trying to sting you.
No, it's definitely. So they...
You're just double-checking. That's what he's doing. He's double-checking.
Absolutely. No, I know, but I'm just trying to see if I can get the date, the actual specific date.
So you received...
Oh, so 26th of March.
26th of March, and you received this invitation on the...
Roughly the 10th of Feb.
Roughly, probably the 9th of Feb. So 26th of March is a Saturday.
So 6 weeks out.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking, Log?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And it's like there's no mention of kids. It's no like, hey, bring your kids or please no kids. It's just here's the wedding, here's where it is.
I don't think you can just bring your kids unless they're invited, can you?
No, no way.
See, Tom wants you
gotta,
to, but
no,
yeah.
No, you got to ask. So, what I want to know is did they know that we're not coming or did they not want us to come and hold off? Because 6 weeks out from a wedding to invite someone to a wedding is not very...
What do you think, Ling? And I'll tell you what I think.
My initial reaction was invited a bunch of people they actually wanted to come.
Yeah.
And then a few couldn't make it, maybe COVID-related circumstances. Okay. Like that, going, yep. Oh, actually, our numbers are a little bit low. We want to have a party. let's go to the B team and see who we can invite up now 6 weeks out.
Okay. Ballad. Okay. And what I would say is that currently going through invitations and seeing people and stuff, there are many people that you love in your life that sometimes just can't be invited.
Yeah.
And they clearly love you and want you to be there. However, maybe due to number restrictions, they couldn't invite you initially. And now they're like, hey, this is an opportunity for them to be able to come.
So you think, so you both think that they've,
yeah,
they've gone, oh, okay, we don't make the first cut.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we get the late invitation, yeah, because we're a late caller.
But I would be honest about it.
We both think along the same lines. You're just being much more caring and supportive about it. I'm being a little bit more
savage.
Because my thinking is that they, because he came to our wedding, he's like, oh, we don't really want him to be there, but we have to at least invite them because he invited me to his wedding.
Can we normalise not inviting people just because you have to?
Well, you're saying that because you've got a wedding coming up.
No, but also I don't want to be invited to everyone's wedding. Yeah. I get invited to a lot because...
Well, you are a delight.
I am.
So you can MC them?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. No, but I think, how does that make you feel though?
So for me to get the late invitation, knowing full well that we won't be able to turn it around in time, yeah, and we don't have anyone to look after the kids, and so we won't come.
Yeah.
Pretty relieved, to be honest.
Exactly. Oh, Dom and Long. K-Rock.